Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Known as the father of American music, Pittsburgh native Stephen Foster composed dozens of classic songs, including Oh Susanna and Camptown Races. Born on July 4, 1826, Foster was the youngest of 10 children and the son of William B. Foster, a prominent Pittsburgh merchant who established the city's Lawrenceville neighborhood in 1814. Foster moved to Allegheny City, today's North Side, as a child and took an immediate interest in music. He received formal training from Henry Kleber, an influential Northside music store owner and classically trained composer. Foster began writing songs as a teenager and practiced daily with friends and family. Influenced by circus clown and minstrel performer Dan Rice, Foster developed a unique musical style that blended classical and minstrel music. At the age of 20, Foster moved to Cincinnati, where he became a bookkeeper for his brother's steamboat company and penned his first hit song, Oh Susanna, which became the anthem of the gold rush in 1849. Foster returned to Pittsburgh in 1850 and signed an exclusive deal to pen songs for Christie's Minstrels, a traveling show consisting of comic skits, variety acts, dancing, and music, typically performed by white actors in blackface. Many of his lyrics were sympathetic to the plight of slaves, but other than a honeymoon steamboat trip to New Orleans, Foster never lived in the South. Some of his best-known songs include Nellie Bly, My Old Kentucky Home, and Beautiful Dreamer. Beautiful Dreamer. Despite his unequaled popularity, many of Foster's copyright deals went unenforced, and he eventually fell into poverty. He died at age 37 in Manhattan's Lower East Side and was buried in Pittsburgh's Allegheny Cemetery, near his birthplace in Lawrenceville. Today, his songs are still widely celebrated and recognized around the world.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.